my message today I've called Today With. And Lynette, as she's saying, I thought, well, tomorrow may never come. My mother used to say that. Today With. The Today Show on the TV begins each weekday morning with these words. Today With Steve Liebman and Tracy Grimshaw. But I want us today to think about your today. Today with God and Mary or Betty, Margaret. Today with. What is our day like today? You know, our day is very important to God. Today is very important to God, and it's very precious to us. And he gives us just one day at a time. And that's what he wants us to live. I don't know whether you remember this very old song. One day at a time, Lord Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, Lord Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today. Show me the way one day at a time. So the Today Show, on TV it's only on weekdays, but our every day of ours, I know for sure, and I'm sure you know, is a weekday, W-E-A-K day. And our weekends are actually W-E-A-K ends, aren't they? Weekdays and weekends, we need God every weekday, every day, and he is there for us. We need him every day, weekdays and weekends alike. And he is with us every day. He gives us strength for each day, one day at a time. As we think on this thought, we're going to just take a few verses from Psalm 46. So at home or in your Bibles now, you might like to read that Psalm, Psalm 46. And I'll be mainly looking at verses 1, 2, 3, 10 and 11. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear. Oh boy, am I back to front or is that? Anyhow, therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. And verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And then it says Selah, which means pause. We're going to think about that. We're going to take comfort today in God's present, now, right now, present help today for us. And we're going to be challenged to live confidently today in his presence, trusting in him today. And then, you know, if we live like that, knowing that he is with us today, trusting in him today, he would be exalted. I know he would. He would be exalted in Bexley. He'd be exalted in the earth. This psalm has lifted up many people over the years. Those languishing in a sick bed, those grieving from a loss, those suffering persecution in a dungeon, or facing the responsibilities of an action-packed day, or facing a lonely day where life is limited and the day seems so long. This psalm is a great comfort for us today. It's been recorded that whenever Martin Luther faced discouraging news, he would say, "Come, let us sing the 46th Psalm." Actually, he wrote that 16th century hymn with this psalm in mind. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper he amidst the flood of mortal ills prevailing. A mighty fortress is our God today, today. Let us look at our todays. We're going to look at our Today Show. I hardly like to call it a show, but you know, God sees us every minute of today. I wonder what he's seeing in our Today Show. Today, God with you. God with me, every moment today. Today is a gift from God. That's why it's called the present. I thought that was nice, isn't it? So let's think about today. Firstly, God's present presence. Right now, with me, with you. God, my refuge and strength. Right now, my ever-present help today. Hang on to that. And then we're going to look at my present presence with God. My response to God right now, today, and then what's left of today. I will not fear, no matter what. That should be our response. So first of all, God's present presence with us today. The temple assistants who wrote this psalm, they'd had a miraculous deliverance. They were in Jerusalem and they had been surrounded by Assyrian forces, but they were delivered. One translation puts verse 1 like this: God is abundantly available for tight places. I'm sure those temple assistants knew that. Even if the worst happens, God is still with us and is working for us and giving us the victory. We need not fear. He is our refuge and strength today. Our ever-present, very personal, intimate help today. He knows us so personally and intimate. He knows what our needs are right now, today. Our provision, our protection and our peace. He'll not face to rescue those who love him, those who are his. But let me ask you a question today, right now. Can you say God is your own personal God? Your very personal help today? Your refuge and strength today? Your personal refreshing for each day, for today? If you can't, just stop and think. Do you know that God is your God today? That you belong to him? If you can't, think of this verse in Acts 3:19 as I say it to you. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out and that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. God's whole purpose in giving us life is to give us his presence in our lives. But our sins barred that fellowship. He sent his son to take the punishment for our sins. And as we confess our sins, turn from them, repent, God not only forgives our sins and wipes them out, he gives us his spirit life in us, his presence in us. Today, that is big, isn't it? Not only his presence with us, but his presence in us, his spirit life in us through the Holy Spirit. And spiritual refreshment today. It's real. I don't think we think enough of just all that God is for us right now, today. This loving kindness of the Lord is better than anything else in our lives, anything that life can bring us today. God's very real presence today supplies all our needs. God, our provision. He gives our strength. God, our strength today. What do we need today? Strength to be patient. Strength to face a difficulty. Strength to deal with a difficult person. Strength to cope. Strength to go on when we'd rather not go on. Strength to rejoice in the Lord. That was a particular challenge to me. Despite our present situation, strength to just rejoice in his ever-present presence giving us strength today. He will give us his strength to face all situations and to do all things. You know, the Holy Spirit is strengthening us with a never-ending, all-sufficient supply of God's strength. I don't know if I've ever mentioned to you before a Dr. Seuss book, which I like very much. I like his books. But once, I Can Lick 30 Tigers Today. It's a lovely book. And this person, be it male or female, I can't really work it out, is facing 30 tigers. And they're very real and they look very fierce. So this lovely person just deals with each one at a time. At one stage, he or she or it just has a time out for a meal and faces what's left. Just one at a time. one day at a time, but it's moment by moment. Two in that day, knowing God's strength to face 30 tigers. I can lick 30 tigers today. You can, in God's strength. He dealt with each one bit by bit. And then at the end, they're all gone. He got such a surprise. Let's go out through our day, moment by moment, and lick each terrifying moment in God's strength, His ever-present strength. God's protection for us today. These verses tell us that God is our ever-present refuge. Right now, our refuge. Does it seem as though the world's crashing around you or crashing in on you? Perhaps you're facing things you never thought. I didn't know whether to share this with you or not. Oh, maybe. But anyhow, at this Indonesian camp, there are some young people from an assembly in America, in Colorado, actually where all that massacre at the school happened. Anyhow, there are young people, a couple of married couples in there, but a young American girl in her 20s and another New Zealand girl. They said, we'll only go on the flying fox if Margaret goes. Well, I don't know whether to be ashamed or proud, but anyhow, I'll tell you. I went on the flying fox. It was from one side of a great hill across a valley, a little creek, to the other side. You had a harness on, but as well you were hanging onto the rope. Well, the girls had to do it. So, and the New Zealand girl, she stood up there for 5 minutes. You were supposed to take two graceful steps and then a flying leap. Well, I couldn't get the graceful steps. I just went droom and I was going before I knew it. He can help us face anything today, flying fox or whatever. We've just got to know that He is with us each and every moment of every day. And He's our protection today, our refuge, when the world seems crashing around us. Mrs. Nichols and I, every day was a bit difficult at that camp. And I guess it was just wonderful to know that He is our shelter, our protection, all that we need. Verses 6 and 9 assure us of the powerful presence of God's protection with us. We got into the plane, this little plane in Solo in the central Java. The doors wouldn't shut. He is our protection, whatever. Well, after great adventure and lots of things happening, I was just thinking how wonderful that door, something didn't happen on the flight. He's got His home call day, as Lynette reminded us. He's got the day in His schedule when He's going to call us home. Till that moment, till that day, He is protecting us. He will not give us one moment longer or one moment short than that moment when He takes us home to Himself, or He comes today. He could come today. Are you ready? But till then, He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's our refuge today. Verse 7 says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, our fortress. The Lord of hosts, you know what that is? That is the Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. He is with us. The Lord of hosts is with us today. The God of Jacob, that's the God of the unworthy sinner. Do you remember Jacob? Such a cheat. Such a supplanter. Dear old Jacob, I'm glad he's there. He's the God of us, weak as we are, sinful as he are. Our God is with us, our refuge today. William MacDonald said this, the one who is infinitely high is also intimately nigh. Can you see that today? There's so many things in a day that remind us, when we've got our eyes open and know he is our God, remind us of his very special presence, our strength and our protection. I was just longing for a drink. I got to Bexley early and I thought, oh, have I got time to run and get a cup of coffee? And I thought, no, and I thought, no, I better not. I better just sit here quietly, pray and think a bit. And put my hand in the glove box, there was a fridge cold, although it's not a fridge, pear. Just what I needed. Thank you, Lord. He is our ever-present help, our refuge and strength today, providing our every need. Little things, keep your eyes open and you'll see him there today, all that you need. You are all around me on every side. You protect me with your power. That's an everyday translation of a very beautiful verse. that once I used at a kids camp and cut a hole in the side of a refrigerator box and set a little child in that hole. You are all around me on every side. You protect me with your power. Psalm 139, verse 5. I think in the King James it says, you are before me, behind me. Your hand holds me. Something like that. Very good verse. He is our, in every step of today, he's our unfailing shelter, our refuge in the storms of life. Our peace today, verse 10. This is God's ever-present presence for you today, your protection, your provision, your peace. Verse 10, be still and know that I am God. God is God today. He is in control. And we can be still and at peace. Peace, rest in that truth that he is God. In control of our world, in control of the world today. We can rest in this truth today. There'll be an unrest in the world today. There'll be unrest in our world maybe today. But we can rest in God's control today and his final victory. He is in control now, and one day he will be exalted among the nations, verse 10 says. He will be exalted in the earth. His present control in our world today brings us peace. We can rest in that. Today we can reverently honour him, exalt him for his great power and majesty today. Be still today and know that I am present tense, I am God. Every fear will be quenched, every anxiety quieted, and we can relax knowing he is God today. The pressures of life, I read somewhere, are the hands of the potter. He knows what he's doing and he knows how long he's going to do it for. He will not allow one moment longer than is necessary. The trials of life are to make us better, not bitter, but it depends on that little eye. They are to bring us nearer to him and to make us more like him. The secret to peace to God in God today is accepting what's happening today as in his love and in his controlling hands. That's the secret of peace today. He has a plan and a perfect purpose and perfect time for what's happening in our lives today. The cycles. Aren't we always learning? Every age, every stage of our life, there seems to be something new to learn, something to adjust to. Wonderful to know that he is God, he is in control, and he has a plan and a purpose in that. He is making everything and everyone, even me and even you, beautiful in his time. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Windsor Road can be very, very busy. In fact, as I drove along today, I saw a little sign someone's put up, Windsor Road is not good enough. I don't know who the message is, but Windsor Road is very busy. And as you're entering Windsor Road at McGrath's Hill, they have reclaimed an area on the side and the birds have come back there. But it's bumper-to-bumper traffic jam. One day I was in that bumper-to-bumper and I looked down, there was a black swan and her cygnets just fossicking on the edge of the road. Didn't know about traffic jams, how cars work or where they were going. She just knew that God is in control of her life, of her nesting, of her bringing up and all those things. He, God, is our peace today. Be still and know that I am God. I'm in control of your life today. Now let's think of our present presence with God though. My response to God's presence with me today. What's my response? Well, if you're not a Christian, I hope you know, as you've been told so often here, how much God loves you, how much he wants you, how much he's done for you, how he wants to be in your life today, Lord of your life. Given the Lord Jesus Christ so that your sins could be forgiven and that you could be his child and know his present presence in your life today. I will not fear, no matter what. That's what our present presence, whoops, what our response to God today should be. He's here with us. I will not fear, no matter what. Yesterday is gone forever. Tomorrow never comes. God places the emphasis on the now of today, our today with Him. Because He is my refuge and my strength, my ever-present help today, I will not fear. There's really no time like the present. Did your mum say that too? No, clean up your room, whatever it's going to do. There's no time like the present. I have today, yes, just today, to work and pray. Tomorrow is a dream unborn. And yesterday is gone forever from my hand. I have today. I would ask for wisdom, Lord, to use my day, that I may be a blessing as I go my way. Within the splendor of your will, I place my day. I wrote that in a little book of mine way back in the 60s. Long time ago, isn't it? And let's look at our day today. Our life with God today. Not about tomorrow when you'll take time for a quiet time or whatever. Or tomorrow when you'll be happy to serve the Lord. Let's look at today. Our prayers today. Our praise today. And our piety today. Piety is a good word. Once I looked it up in the dictionary. My prayers today. Psalm 145 and verse 18 says this: The Lord is near to all who call on Him. He is near today for your call. The minutes of our day can be spent in sweet communion with the Lord, not necessarily just on our knees, but just in touch with the Lord. Having had that quiet time in a moment, in the morning, we can approach God with confidence and find grace to help in time of need today, whatever it is. At any time of the day, He's right here with us. And the wonderful thing, Hebrews 4 and 15 tells us that the Lord Jesus understands. He's been there. He experienced life here on earth. He knows, He cares, and He understands what our needs are today. Do you take everything to God in prayer? Have you done that today? Will you do it today? Is that your response to Him today, knowing that He is right here with us? It's our privilege to come to Him in prayer, but also it's evidence of our faith. It really is. Our trust in Him. True prayer is a way of life, not just a case of emergency. Prayer is a shield for the soul, a delight to God, and a scourge for Satan. Nothing lies beyond the reach of prayer except that which is out of the will of God. His answer will be yes, no, or wait. And His answer's on the way. Always remember that. The best answer. I read somewhere that if the Lord relieved everybody of conflict the moment they prayed, there would be no opportunity for them to learn perseverance and to develop the character that He wants. But the answer is on the way. Philip Brooks said he didn't pray for a lighter load, he prayed for a stronger back. If we're fearful today, it means we're not trusting. Feed your faith. Rest in His promises. Trust in God's word and reveal your faith today through prayer. Your praise today, my praise today, the basis of our praise today. Now look, I remember once my son Andrew, who's now working for the Lord in Malaysia, when he was at uni, had a huge assignment. He always did thousands of words more than he should have, but he had this huge assignment and was ready, had to be taken to uni that day. He lost it. Hunted everywhere. We hunted high and low. Eventually, I must confess, I prayed. That's terrible, isn't it? I prayed and found it. But I'm more ashamed of my next response. You know what I did? Ran in waving, "Here it is! Just call me Agatha Christie." That should not have been my response. My response should have been praise. It was, eventually. But praise today. That's the highest that we can do, a life can do, is to praise and worship God. The highest function of a life is to praise and worship God. The Lord Almighty is with us. He is our fortress. We can rejoice in the Lord today, knowing this at all times, and our times are in His hands today. If we'll look around, we'll be distressed. if we look within, we'll be depressed. But if we look up, we'll be blessed and we'll rejoice. I was feeling depressed recently, having a poor me day. Do you ever have any of those? I was looking around at my friends and looking at their blessings and counting them. And suddenly a little voice seemed to say to me, Margaret, you're supposed to count your own blessings, not theirs. And with that reminder, I counted my blessings and found that I could rejoice. Be glad, not sad. It's your choice today. Remember this, it's your choice. And where you're looking, look up and you'll rejoice. Be content with the content of your life today. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. That's Psalm 63:7. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. Contentment is not how much we have, but how much we enjoy what we have. The cheerful heart has a continual feast. Verse 20. Proverbs 15. Verse 15. And a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. That's verse 20. It takes 64 muscles in your face to frown and only 16 to smile. That's a big difference, isn't it? 64 to frown and 16 to smile. I wish they'd told me that years ago. Better than oil of Ulan or anything, I think. A smile. Stuart Briscoe said Christians should have a gratitude attitude. It would change the colour of our day, wouldn't it? It shows we know the Lord is with us if we are rejoicing and praising Him today. Our circumstances and our lives are in His hands. Piety, my piety today. Piety is a P word for deep devotion to God. My piety today. What's our response to God's ever-present presence, our shield, our defender, our refuge, our fortress, our strength today? Deep devotion to God. And it should incorporate my whole life. But what about today? Give back my whole life to Him today. Give Him my day today. Live today for Him. That should be our response. Every moment of today. D.L. Moody said, let God have your life. He can do more with it than you can. I have a very old coffee mug at home. This is what it says on the side. Give what you have. It may be better than you think. You have something to give to God today. Your life. Your moments. Smiles for someone. Something for someone. But as you do that, it's for God. Give what you have. It may be better than you think. It reminds me of a lady in the Bible. Mark 14 and verse 6. And she had given her precious ointment, perfume, to the Lord. This is what she said. What the Lord said. She has done a beautiful thing to me. Verse 8. She did what she could. That's what God wants us of us today. What we can do. We don't have to walk in anybody else's shoes. I've told you about that before. I'm sure. We may not have much, or we may not be able to do much. But the Lord only wants us. Who we are, and we can do much for Him. We can do something for Him today that no one else can do. He's asking nothing more and nothing less. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily, daily, daily live today, today with God. And I wonder what God is seeing in your today, today, your life with Him. Are you His? Is He yours? Are you sure that His presence is in you? If you're a Christian, if you've put your trust in Him, it is. The moment you put your trust in Him, you are born again. His Spirit comes into your life and you have new birth. Spiritual life, you belong to God and nothing can take that away. Are you sure you have His presence with you today? And if you have, rejoice in His present presence today. In His strength, in His protection, He's your refuge, and in His peace, knowing that He is God. And your response to Him today should be trust, prayer, praise, and your life, piety for Him today. today with God, and our ever-present trust in His ever-present help. Never fear, God is here. Lord, let me live one day at a time, my choices determined by Your will, my path illumined by Your light, my faith grounded in Your truth, my strength supplied in Your power, and my heart resting in Your presence. He's with us today. Don't forget it. I'm hoping I don't. Praying I won't. Do you know, He gives us day after day to relearn lessons we have learnt yesterday. Doesn't He? I'm so glad He's so patient with us. He gives us life day by day, that tomorrow never comes. I hope you're ready to go to be with Him. Till then, live today with Him.